Welcome to a WNRN in studio session coming to you from Mountainside Studios in Charlottesville to hear the Cordovas. The band's going to be playing later this evening in Charlottesville at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. And then on Saturday, they'll be at Martin's Downtown in Roanoke. They also have a new album called Back to Life. It's available now on Yep Rock Records. Joe, welcome.
Yeah, nice to be here, Bob.
Thanks. It's so glad to have you along.
Our pleasure.
Congratulations on the new album. It sounds really great. It's a great listen. Anything different about making this album versus the earlier ones?
Oh no, you know, just staring at the clock, letting the time tick away, millions lost for the company. It's all the same.
Let's hear a song from the new album.
Okay, here's Back to Life. 1, 2, 3.
Cordovas are live in studio on WNRN, coming to you from Mountainside Studios in Charlottesville. That's the title track to the new album, Back to Life, available now on Yep Rock Records. Cordovas playing tonight in Charlottesville. They'll be at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. And then on Saturday, you can see them at Martin's Downtown in Roanoke. Joe, thanks so much. Would you mind introducing everybody in the band with you today?
I'd love to. My right-hand man's over there across the street. That's Lucas Story. He comes from Des Moines, Iowa. He plays electric guitar, writes the songs, takes care of all manner of things for Cordovas. To his right is Analog Kid. His real name is Aiden Lamb, and he and his brother there next to him are both from Knoxville, Tennessee. That guy next to him is called Dakota Carley, and he chose to play rock and roll drums and grow his hair long in his lifetime. And he's from Texas, but he lives in Knoxville. And to his right is Adrian Buenaga. He's from near like Bilbao, Spain. And we picked him up off the road. He was just standing there on the side of the highway. The saxophone was glimmering, so we gave him a shot.
Makes sense. Good choice. You guys have done something I know will make a lot of our listeners very, very jealous. You got a kind of second home in Todos Santos, Mexico. How did that come about?
In the early days, I went out to Hollywood, you know, to be a rock star. I took the Greyhound and got a record deal. And then after that, I got on TV with a house band on NBC and had Kamasi and Thundercat and all these guys. And so, you know, I'm just going, the money's never going to run. But then, you know, then I was like, wait a minute, this money's about to run out. And I was like, I took the very little bits left that I had of those two crazy jobs, you know, and built a little surf house down in Mexico just in case it was over. I could go down there, grow a beard to my knees and surf and play guitar in the cafe at night and live. That would be that, you know. And, man, everybody started coming. I mean, like Peter Buck from REM, John Paul Jones moved there. We all had our own little festivals, and it became like almost a place where originally I thought it was going to be the place where I would go and not do music, where now it's like it's the main focus of our music and where we write and practice the most.
I've heard you say that your connection to Luca is a musical friendship. How does that work?
Because everything, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, we're old guys, you know what I mean? I mean, I have a family, you know what I mean? Our whole world is built around the operation of the band. You know what I mean? It's just like, if the band stopped, it just doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense hanging out, you know what I mean? We still see some of the old guys from the old days, but it makes less sense. Where everything we've done in our lives, there's no one's hiding. Everyone's put forth everything that they possibly can. So you know what I mean? When you have a situation that's that true, if you will, or structured or foundational, then you know what I mean? You just, you share everything. You buy everything in pairs and groups, and everybody always is considerate of when the whole group is going to eat. No one ever eats by themselves, you know. I mean, there's always this group to account for. So you know what I mean? When that goes away, you just, it's gone. And that's the way I describe it. I'm not sure if it's well described, but, you know, I mean, Luca and I have our jobs in this operation, and that's, we show our friendship by doing our job, you know what I mean? We show the appreciation of each other by doing our part of it, you know.
New album is called Back to Life. It's out now on Yup Rock Records. Want to share another song from the album?
Sure. This is called Josephina. One, two, three, four. Josephina, I won't see you. I won't see you. Moonflowers. Open window, dust from towers in the air. Nothing knowing, springtime coming from everywhere. Oh, Josephina, I don't see you. Sharing on the vine. Nothing's forever. Yeah, we're here together with so little time. Now, Josephina, I won't see you anymore. There's someone new I'm
are live in studio on WNRN with Cordovas, a song from their new album that is out now on Yep Rock Records called Back to Life. They're also going to be playing in Charlottesville this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. You can catch them in Roanoke on Saturday night at Martin's downtown. And Joe, if that's a kind of saxophone player you can find by the side of the road, I want to know where you're driving, man. That's great.
Yeah, they're everywhere out there in Spain.
That is really terrific. There's a song I was really excited that you were going to be playing as part of this session from your new album, a song called Wings. It's a collaboration between you and Kamasi Washington. And you mentioned earlier that you crossed paths with him when you were in Hollywood. Can you tell us more about how that collaboration came about?
I didn't cross paths with him. I hand-selected him.
Ah.
You know, he was wearing a suit. He looked like the Blues Brothers. So there was this cat, Zane Musa, and that's where all that came from. All the West Coast Get Down was not the West Coast Get Down yet. They were just a bunch of young cats. And we were all very young. So I had my record deal and I had used them for sessions, but that all came through Zane Musa, who was kind of the leader of the pack. And Kamasi was Kamasi all the time, but they took a lot out of Zane's book. And we, you know, I had all these through Kamasi, through Zane, you had Thunder and Brandon Coleman and basically all those Inglewood and the Compton guys, the world stage guys. For my projects, I used less of the rock and rollers and more of the jazz guys, even though I was playing mostly country and rock and roll. I still like the way that those guys approached it. And so as it all started going, you know, we had a club in West Hollywood that was a strictly jazz club that I curated. And then we got the TV gig through that. So all of those things were kind of happening. We just started with just some jams on Franklin Avenue. But I hand-selected Kamasi, man. I knew he was the leader. He was the most articulate. He had the most imaginative. And the cats that we were with out there were just the best guys in the world, the greatest geniuses of the game, the grandmasters, you know.
The particular song that's on the album, is that something fairly recent that you put together?
The Wing song?
Yes.
It was written during the same cycle, you know. We finish the one and start the other one and pick the best ones, you know, that you have. In this case, you know, I mean, Kamasi guy's very famous, so he ain't like...
Two Grammys this year.
Yeah, he ain't like returning texts like he used to, you know what I'm saying, when he needed the gig in 2002. On this one, you know, I sent him the track, and he responded pretty quick, and he was like, yo, I like it. Send it, you know, let me put my thing on the top. And so, of course, man, that was super cool.
Yeah, very nice. Want to play it now?
Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, then. I'm
Cordovas are live in studio on WNRN. We're at Mountainside Studios in Charlottesville. The band Cordovas playing tonight in Charlottesville at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. On Saturday night, they'll be at Martin's Downtown in Roanoke. You'll find their new record out now called Back to Life, available on Yep Rock Records. Joe, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having us.
This is great. I know you have a busy schedule. Really appreciate you stopping in, playing those songs for us.
That's right. We got to get to the recreational dispensary and a couple other things here in Charlottesville today.
This is a WNRN in studio session. Big thank you to Mountainside Studios and James for hosting us today. Beautiful location. Big thanks to the WNRN staff, Matt and Patty and Sarah, for being here and helping out on the session. Without the support of our WNRN members, we couldn't make sessions like this happen. So thanks so much for your support of the station. For WNRN, I'm Bob Misago. Thanks for listening.